I'm Marley.
And I'm Adara.
And, hi girls, what book are we talking about today?
Not quite a narwhal.
By?
Jessie Seema.
Jessie Seema. Good job, ladies. So, have you read Not Quite Narwhal a lot, or have you just read it once?
Oh, yeah, we read it.
Yeah, we read it a lot.
So it's currently your favorite picture book? One of your favorite picture books?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, without giving away too many spoilers, even though it's kind of hard to spoil a picture book because they're pretty short. But yeah. Tell us about Not Quite Narwhal.
So there is this unicorn that lives in the sea with the narwhals.
And one day just was swimming by up by the...
Don't tell the rest of it.
Store.
And then there was a... something.
There was something?
There was something on the hill and he wondered what it was.
And then...
Something happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went on land,
but he couldn't walk because he's been in the sea so long.
Oh. Does he have a name?
Not really.
No.
Kinda, yeah.
We don't know what his name is, but he has something.
Yeah, it's something. Climbed close to the ocean.
Okay. That makes sense. Cool. Anything else you want to give us about, or you kind of covered it?
He finds these animals that look like him.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Why did you choose to read this book, ladies?
I like unicorns.
Who doesn't like unicorns?
I chose it because there's a unicorn.
it looks really... because he had it was a unicorn in the sea with a helmet on.
And he was swimming
with narwhals.
Yeah.
I know, right? So unicorns, narwhals, best thing ever.
Yeah, when I first looked at it, I was like, not quite a narwhal? And I picked it up, started reading it, and it was actually pretty funny.
It looked really good, though.
Well, and it's all about unicorns right now, right?
Yeah.
Indeed, the more unicorn books we have, the happier we are.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. What did you like? Why did you like this book?
Because it's, showing that when you're with different people,
you can be brave enough to go to other people.
Ooh.
Go and talk to other people.
That's cool. I like that.
And you could actually figure out that there's two sides of you.
One could be smart and the other could be funny.
And it's okay to have multiple things you like to do and like to be, right?
Yeah.
Cool. What characters would you like to meet in real life?
The narwhals.
Why do you want to meet the narwhals?
Because they are nice to
them. They have a horn.
They're nice. They're woo.
It's a good reason. I like that. If you could ask Jessie Seema one thing, what would you ask her?
Why did you choose a unicorn book?
Why did you choose a unicorn book? Marley, what would you ask her?
Why would... same thing as Adair.
And why would it be in the sea? Why would you pick narwhals and...
The unicorn was on land with all the other friends, and he was seeing the narwhals. It's like the other perspective of the story.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. It's a good question. I like that. And finally, ladies, why should other people read Not Quite Narwhal?
Because it could teach them a lesson in how to just go to other people and talk.
My fun thing is, I think it would be fun just for them to have a little joke and to make their day.
Not quite narwhal makes you smile.
Yeah.
Brings a little sunshine to your day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an important
thing. There's two amazing animals, unicorns and narwhals, and they both have horns.
Best book ever.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, girls, you did a great job. If people don't want to read it now, they'll never want to read it, right? They need to.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. Then we will sign off by saying happy reading.
Reading.
Read that book.